Well, Brian, first help me understand, because I heard about Foundry St. Louis, and then it appears that there is another group that is interested in bringing an MLS franchise to St. Louis, bringing professional soccer to St. Louis. Can you give me kind of the groundwork of how this all started and who the players are?
Yeah, well, everything dates back, obviously, to when the Rams moved from St. Louis to Los Angeles. And from that point on, there was kind of two competing MLS groups. One was the group that looked into keeping the Rams and building the new NFL stadium. And that one was led by Dave Peacock, and they started kind of immediately working on plans to build an MLS stadium somewhere in St. Louis. They had eyed several sites, but they were kind of under the radar for several months by design. The other group was called Foundry St. Louis, and that was that group is being led by a former Express Scripts employee named Dan Cordes. They also have a Washington University doctor that is in the ownership group, as well as some other people. And they're looking to build a stadium next to St. Louis University, or on property that is owned by St. Louis University. That stadium would be about $150 million to $200 million, but it doesn't really seem to be going anywhere because Major League Soccer, their commissioner, Commissioner Garber, along with the governor and the mayor of St. Louis, are kind of in the camp of the SCSTL group, which is looking to build their own stadium, again, about $200 million stadium, right next to Union Station in St. Louis. So that's kind of where we stand today, and obviously the news this morning that the Foundry group would help or would offer to help pay for a portion of the SC St. Louis public funds is where we stand today.
Now, Dave Peacock was named to a commission by Governor Jay Nixon to kind of look into building a new stadium for the Rams. Did this whole soccer spinoff, did it fester just out of the fact that they lost out on football and they felt like they needed a professional franchise? I mean, where did the motivation come to say, okay, we lost football, let's get a soccer franchise then?
Well, when Dave Peacock and the other St. Louis officials, including Governor Jay Nixon and St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay, when they were looking to get the NFL stadium up and running for a majority of 2014 and 2015, or I guess you should say 2015 and 2016, MLS, Major League Soccer, was always a part of that plan. The Rams were going to share the stadium with a Major League Soccer team. The commissioner, Major League Commissioner Don Garber, he had said that the league was interested in expanding to St. Louis, though he wasn't very committal in terms of the timing or the logistics. But it was expected that if the Rams were to stay in St. Louis with a new NFL stadium, that a Major League Soccer team would be a component of that moving forward. When the Rams left, I don't think that changed. They just needed to obviously scale down the stadium because a Major League Soccer team would not require a NFL-sized stadium. So they kind of went back to the drawing board looking for the right fit and the right size and the right location, and that kind of all came to a head earlier this month in November. And when you saw the SCSTL group come out with their location just west of Union Station and some of the renderings that you see there.
Is this a situation where both groups are trying to work together, or are they rivals in this situation then?
Well, up until last week, they were kind of, I wouldn't say competing directly, but they had their own separate plans. Now, last week, Dan Cordes with the Foundry group, he wrote a letter to Dave Peacock and to the rest of the SC St. Louis group saying that they were interested in putting up the $80 million that the public would have to pay for the SC St. Louis stadium. And so that's kind of where we sit right now. We're not exactly sure whether or not SC St. Louis will accept that offer or if the city will accept that offer. But the offer is out there, and it remains to be seen exactly how viable that offer is.
Brian, what is your gut feeling in terms of what politicians are saying, in terms of what the public is saying, if there's public money that's going to be needed to build this stadium, to bring this team here? Because really, in my opinion, that dome, that agreement, that thing is going to stick with the public for a while. That has to kind of be a spur in the side of some people there. So what's the general consensus in St. Louis in terms of more tax dollars going towards another stadium?
Yeah, certainly. I think folks in the St. Louis area have a sour taste in their mouth, given the deal that we had with the Dome and the Rams, and then how everything went down with the Rams leaving after the city had kind of committed itself. You know, obviously we don't have to pay for that, seeing that they left, but had committed itself to quite a chunk of money. But I think it's also fair to say that this is not necessarily the same as the NFL, because this would be bringing a new entity, a new sports franchise to the city. And not only that, but St. Louis is a big soccer town with deep roots there. There's always going to be skepticism of public funding, and certainly it's an election year for the mayor here in St. Louis. So some of the candidates there have been a little shy about talking about it, or backing off of committing to 80 or 85 million or whatever it might be in terms of helping to fund that stadium. So it'll be interesting to see how it is moving forward. I would say, it's not as much money as the NFL stadiums would be. So I think it'll be interesting to see. It will go to a public vote. So ultimately, the politicians can say what they want, but it's going to be up to voters of St. Louis whether or not the public financing package, in whatever form it takes, gets pushed forward.
Let's say all of that were to pass and they can do the stadium. I had read a few months ago, and I can't remember where I saw it, but MLS was looking at obviously expanding, but there were some other cities that were ahead of St. Louis on that list. What have you heard from the league or from people that you've talked with? Is this something that if this happens, St. Louis will get a team, or are there still other factors that league needs to consider before just saying, yep, St. Louis is our next city?
Well, you never want to commit one way to the other. We saw that with the NFL. The NFL said for many months that if St. Louis would build a stadium, it would be well on its way to retaining a team. But that said, the MLS has essentially kind of had a verbal agreement with the group here that if you can get a stadium built, we'll be interested in expanding to St. Louis. They're looking at other cities as well. The exact cities that they're looking to expand to, I'm not quite sure. But it sounds to me as if a stadium is built, there will be a Major League Soccer team in St. Louis at some point past 2020 when they have another round of expansion.
Brian Felt from the St. Louis Business Journal, thanks so much for your input and kind of clearing this up for us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.